Welcome to Bullish, a podcast about the incredible world of Bitcoin, blockchain, and crypto. Bullish is made by me, Rob Finch, a crypto entrepreneur who first dove down the Bitcoin rabbit hole back in 2013. Since then, I've been a part of dozens of blockchain ecosystems and have run several of my own crypto companies. On Bullish, I'll take you down the rabbit hole on a variety of crypto-related topics, from dystopian futures like Bitcoin citadels to macro analysis of crypto markets and current events. No matter what project you support or which bags you hold, one thing is for sure: the future for crypto is bullish. In this episode, I will discuss investing to some degree, but nothing I say should ever be taken as legal, financial, tax, professional, or any other kind of advice. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Enjoy. As human beings, we are evolutionarily programmed to focus on the short term. After all, for nearly all of our existence as a species, focusing on the short term has been the only way to survive. A hunter-gatherer in the African plains, for example, will likely die if she focuses only on the long term and does not prioritize what she will be feeding her family that night. But in our current society, the opposite is generally true. Those that take a long-term approach in today's world are much more likely to survive and thrive than the person focused only on today with absolutely no long-term plans for how to better themselves in the future. The person, for example, that saves for retirement weekly and doesn't overspend is much more prepared in today's society than the person who spends that on an extra pack of beer at the store with no regard for the future. In fact, we already have a term for this gradient of prioritization known as time preference. Time preference is the degree to which you value having a particular thing today versus having that thing at some point in the future. Having a high time preference means you want that particular thing right now. For example, if you haven't eaten all day, you likely have a very high time preference for finding your next meal. On the flip side, a low time preference means you are willing to wait for any number of reasons. The famous example of time preference is the cookie test. During this test, children are posed with a choice. They can either have one cookie right now, or they can wait 10 minutes and have two cookies. As you might expect, almost all children choose the one cookie now, and even those that try to wait the full 10 minutes will often cave partway through and succumb to taking just one cookie. This is because children generally have a much higher time preference for pretty much everything. That cookie? I want it now! That new video game? I want it now! That toy my brother just picked up? I want it now! But this is not limited only to children. We don't just magically grow out of this high time preference as we get older. Daniel Gilbert, professor of psychology at Harvard University, explains why most humans, and not just children, generally have a very high time preference in a 2006 interview on NPR.
If Godzilla comes running down the street, we know to run the other way. We're very good at clear and present danger, like every mammal is. It's why we've survived as long as we have. But we've learned a new trick in the last couple of million years, at least we've kind of learned it. Our brains, unlike the brains of almost every other species, are prepared to treat the future as if it were the present. We can look ahead to our retirements or to a dental appointment, and we can take action today to save for retirement or to floss so that we don't get bad news 6 months down the line. But we're just learning this trick. It's really a very new adaptation in the animal kingdom, and we don't do it all that well. We don't respond to long-term threats with nearly as much vigor and venom as we do to clear and present dangers.
In short, most humans suck at long-term planning because our entire race has only been focusing on the short term for 99.999% of our existence. Today's society has done a decent job of lowering our time preference in some aspects of our lives. However, most people still have an incredibly high time preference when compared to the greatest entrepreneurs and investors of our time. There are countless examples of this in today's society where long-term planning and a low time preference have built the world's most valuable companies and created trillions of dollars worth of wealth in the process. Warren Buffett, although not a fan of Bitcoin, is a legend at investing with a low time preference. He built his company, Berkshire Hathaway, from basically zero to a market cap of almost $500 billion by value investing in companies with a very low time preference. Warren didn't get rich by panic selling when the market drew down. Instead, he made his fortune by focusing on the long term. When it comes to crypto, an industry that moves quicker than any other, it is incredibly easy to allow that rapid pace of innovation and rapid pace of market cycles to alter your time preference. When crypto markets do things in days and weeks that traditional markets do in years, such as massive price swings, it is very easy to lose sight of the long term and focus only on the day-to-day. After all, if your portfolio goes down 10 or 20 or 30% in a single day or week, how do you not focus on the short term and have an incredibly high time preference? Well, the answer may sound boring, but it is so true. Do your own research. Do your own research, commonly abbreviated in the crypto community as DYOR, has often been looked at as purely a legal disclaimer for crypto influencers discussing various tokens and investment opportunities. However, it is actually one of the best pieces of advice you can be given if you understand what it truly means. You see, when you do your own research and truly grasp what it is you are buying, it is so much easier to have and maintain a low time preference. When you read the entire white paper, the developer documentation, when you understand the tokenomics, when you talk with the team behind the project, verify the history of the team and what the team says to make sure it's true, when you truly understand the potential token velocity, its potential to trade and attract new users, it is much easier to shrug off a 10% price drop in a day because you have a clear understanding of what the project is building and what they could potentially accomplish in the future. You are able to maintain that low time preference. On the flip side, when you buy a token or invest in a new crypto startup because a YouTuber or someone on crypto Twitter said they were investing in it, you significantly reduce the probability that you will be able to maintain a low time preference. When the price of that token you don't truly understand drops 10 or 20 or 30% in a day, it appears to our short-term focused brains that the project is dying. After all, it could be because you don't know anything about the token. You only bought it because CryptoGuy69 on Twitter said he bought it. But now it's down 10% in the last 24 hours, so what do? You jack your time preference up as high as it can go and panic sell at a loss. Rinse and repeat on a few uninformed investments, and you will find yourself wrecked. One of the most fascinating psychological components of crypto markets to me is what I like to call reverse FOMO. FOMO, which we all know as fear of missing out, actually happens in reverse too. We've all seen the article headlines.
If you had bought just $1,000 of Bitcoin in 2011, you'd be worth $140 million today.
How you missed the Bitcoin bubble tonight at 9.
Tonight on 60 Minutes, why you should have donated your semen in 2009 for $50 and bought Bitcoin instead of jerking it into a tissue because it would have made you a billionaire.
But unless you had a deep understanding of Bitcoin and a deep conviction in Bitcoin, even if you had bought some back in 2010, you likely would have sold it long before now due to a high time preference. For example, let's hypothetically say that you did buy $1,000 worth of Bitcoin back in 2010 or 2011. You forgot about it, you waited a couple years, and then came back to discover that your investment had done a 100x, that is, increased by a value of 100. You now turn that $1,000 into $100,000, but this is kind of like the cookie test that I described earlier. Do you want that $100,000 now, or do you want to wait 10 years and potentially get $140 million like these article headlines tout so wildly? When the $140 million is not guaranteed or supported by a deep understanding of what it is invested in and its potential for much greater success in the future, nearly everyone would take the small fortune now versus risking it for a future windfall. My point with all of this is the only way to truly hold a stake in a project or token for the long term and maintain a low time preference is to deeply understand that project or token and possess an unshakable conviction in its potential future. Now, of course, possessing an unshakable conviction doesn't mean that you ignore the negatives. In fact, it means exactly the opposite. When you see negative pieces, or what we like to call FUD in the crypto space, about your project that you believe to be untrue, do not brush it aside and ignore it. Instead, use it as an opportunity to more deeply understand what it is you are invested in. Go out, invalidate the FUD through data and through facts, and suddenly you've gained more knowledge about that project. Not only do you now know for a fact that that FUD is incorrect, but you can now also rebut the FUD on Twitter or wherever this FUD is taking place. My point is, by doing this, you can continue to build that unshakable conviction without leading yourself astray or foolishly pushing information away. A great example of someone who encapsulates this unshakable confidence is Jeff Bezos, who is now the richest man in the world with an estimated net worth above $100 billion. Jeff Bezos, famously known as the CEO of Amazon, has been quoted as saying,
"You know, another thing that I would recommend to people is that they always take a long-term point of view. I think this is something about which there's a lot of controversy. A lot of people, and I'm not just one of them, believe that you should live for the now. I think what you do is think about the great expanse of time ahead, and you try to make sure that you're planning for that in a way that's going to leave you ultimately satisfied. This is the way it works for me. There are a lot of paths to satisfaction, and you need to find one that works for you."
That intense focus on a low time preference is a huge part of what made Bezos so successful. And there's a reason for this. It's because time preference is kind of like magic, and Bezos understands this. You see, when you have a low time preference in investing, you are effectively saying that you are willing to hold the asset for a long period of time and do not need to sell it in the short term, regardless of price fluctuations and general market volatility. When you start to view markets this way, red days look more like opportunities instead of pitfalls. You start to look forward to market dips so you can lower your cost average rather than fearing them like the plague. When you're running a business, time preference is also like magic. Whether it's in the crypto space or not, if you look at failures as valuable lessons instead of extinction events, you can actually gather the skills necessary to be successful in the long term. After all, when was the last time you heard of a successful person that hasn't failed at some point in their lives? The same thing applies to failures in investing in crypto markets. Why did you lose money on that trade or investment? Was it because you didn't do enough due diligence? Was it because you truly didn't understand what the token was about? Was it because you didn't research the token economics and you didn't realize the token velocity would be so high, which resulted in extreme downward pressure on the price? Or was it simply due to a time preference that was too high? Whatever the reason, figure it out, learn from it, and move on with a lower time preference. Another meme we often see when it comes to investing is, don't invest more than you can afford to lose. This is actually a great piece of advice if you truly understand it, much like do your own research, because it allows you to access the magic of a low time preference. You see, when you're overinvested, you are forced to have a high time preference at some point because you can't afford to lose that money. Sure, on day one, you may have an incredibly low time preference to talk about the 5 and 10 year future of that project, but if what you invested in drops 10% in 24 hours tomorrow, how likely are you to ride it out when you need that money to pay rent next month? Not very likely, which is why so many people panic sell due to lack of a low time preference because of overexposure or overinvestment. Now, this is likely not the first time you've heard any of this. In fact, you've likely heard this many, many times in a variety of forms. When you're just told by CryptoGuy69 on Twitter to DYOR or see a video disclaimer that says not to overinvest, you are much less likely to abide by that disclaimer if there is no guiding principle as to why you should abide by it. But when you see that doing your own research and not overinvesting actually gives you access to the magic known as a low time preference and the magic of being able to maintain that low time preference, things start to make a lot more sense. So, as you move forward in your life, whether you are investing in the crypto space or doing something completely different, I highly encourage you to evaluate your time preference and lower it. The magic of a low time preference will not only allow you to weather red storms in the crypto space, but it will also give you the long-term mindset necessary to be prepared in other aspects of your life. The future for crypto is bullish, so don't mess up your future by having such a high time preference. Remember, a low time preference is like magic and can change your perception of reality. If you enjoyed this episode of Bullish, please let me know by tweeting me at Finchify, F-I-N-C-H-I-F-Y, on Twitter, and let me know what you liked about this episode. I am super excited about this new experimental podcast format where I can do so many different things, all related to the crypto space. It gives me a lot of freedom to share my thoughts, and I'm glad that you all are enjoying it so much. Remember, Bullish is now available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and everywhere podcasts are found. But if you don't see it in your favorite podcast app yet, tweet me at Finchify on Twitter, and I will make sure it gets in there. Remember, stay bullish, and I'll see you next time.